You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
She refused to put her hand over her heart for the Pledge of Allegiance. She's refused at other ceremonies to stand for junior ROTC cadets. And during the Pledge of Allegiance at Justice High School's commencement, they changed the words in the pledge from under God to under Allah.
Under Allah. June 15, 2021. That is Gary Aiken, a parent with students in the Fairfax County, Virginia School District. He's talking about a member of the Fairfax County School Board and a speech she delivered at Justice High School in Falls Church, Virginia. She's a Muslim. That's okay. No one says you can't be a Muslim, be elected. I mean, that's why we have our democracy. Her name is Abrar Amish, but she insisted that they change the pledge to under Allah. You're in the United States of America. We are founded, as I close this program every day, on our pledge, one nation under God. Now, you may have a different name for God, different name than Allah, or any other name, but the pledge is the pledge in this nation. If you go to another nation, they have their pledge. If you're going to say and recite their pledge, then you're going to say it the way they write it, not ask them to change it. Or you won't say anything. So her speech the other day to these students, it caught fire, and it should have caught fire before she ever gave it, because she had a reputation for what she ended up preaching to the students. It's a graduation ceremony. And she was basically saying, and the speech was titled, Remember Jihad. Remember Jihad. There are a lot more details on this I'm going to get into before we wrap up the next 2 hours. You don't want to miss any part of this discussion. At the same time, we have President Biden on his first foreign trip, and he cannot wait for an opportunity to bash Donald Trump, the previous president, and, of course, Trump supporters. Generally, a president does not go abroad and talk about other presidents, especially the one preceding. Although I will concede, I think Trump did as well a couple times, so I'm not giving him a pass on it either. But this was just basically Biden trying to show that he can be tough before his meeting with Putin. You think it makes any difference to Putin? And to that extent, that any meeting he's going to have with the Russian leader is going to be a cakewalk for Putin, not so much for Biden. And of course, we got Biden and COVID in China. What are they going to do about that? Remember, we told you yesterday, we had an expert on that says the intel agency's 90-day investigation, Fred Flights, Center for Security, pointed out that it's a farce. The whole thing's a farce. And I heard Fred saying the same thing later on Sebastian Gorka that also airs on this station. But it could be a bigger joke after the report comes out as to far as, if you think it's a joke now, what are we going to do once we have, quote, confirmed what we already know and suspect. And in fact, more scientists are climbing on board. Yeah, it was a lab leak. Suddenly everyone has changed. Why? Trump's out of office. Again, that answer. Democrats, in the meantime, circling the Supreme Court like vultures. Justice Breyer, you need to resign or die soon. I mean, that's pretty much the attitude. We're going to break that down for you. And Dr. Gerard Lamero will join us again for the first time in months. There's a reason he has not been on the air. It has not been my decision, my making, but pardon me, his. And I'm going to have him explain it to the extent he can. And at the same time, share something else. He is now working on a seventh book. Many of you have missed Dr. Gerard Lamero, so we will have him on in today's program. And then if you're looking for something to do with your money, You don't have anything to do with your money? How about buying some artwork? Oh, this is special artwork. The artist, of course, will sign it, has already signed it. The point is, it may be just a sketching on a piece of paper, but it supposedly is worth a lot of money. Or it may be a full-scale portrait painting of some type, a landscape, or whatever. Whatever is going on in his mind, and whatever is going on in this artist's mind, the artist is Hunter Biden. Yep, now he's decided I can make money painting art. A lot to cover the next 2 hours. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
In January, the State Department issued a fact sheet on activity at the Wuhan Institute of Virology that alleged that in the past, the lab collaborated on projects with China's military that it kept secret from the world. ABC News has also learned from a former State Department official that the U.S. government was aware of financial accounts tied to the Chinese military that were funding the Wuhan lab.
Final note, more than a year ago, top scientists published a letter in the prestigious medical journal Lancet that dismissed the lab leak theory. They called it a conspiracy theory. So ABC News reached out to all 27 scientists who signed that letter. About a dozen responded, several of them telling us they're not so sure this thing came from nature. And one scientist telling us he's flipped entirely, and he believes that now the lab leak theory is more likely.
Well, that's a report from ABC News about the lab leak theory that we were having and calling at the time it first came out. Not that it came out of the bats. But if you raise that question saying, was it something that happened in the Wuhan lab and either accidentally got leaked or maybe worse, that they planned to leak it and let it go wild and see what would happen? We had all these scientists at that time say, no. Dr. Fauci among them. It is not that. It is clearly from the wet market, from the bats. That's all it is. But you heard ABC even report that several of the scientists who signed onto this letter originally are now kind of backing out, saying, we're not so sure. And in fact, they're absolutely looking the other direction now. And by that, I mean, they don't think it was anything at all that would have been simply animal to human transmission, as we're told we're supposed to believe. And all of it had to be, at that time, because President Trump mentioned the China flu, the Wuhan flu. It came out of the lab. Well, They wanted to label that as a conspiracy to the extent they were willing to lie. And when they tell us to follow the science, many times they weren't following the science. They were following politics. Or if they dared to follow the science, they quickly found that you're not going to be welcome here anymore. So they had to change their direction or at least stay silent. Now, again, that ABC report was talking about the medical journal, The Lancet, and said that one of the scientists who signed the letter in that medical journal that dismissed the theory that COVID-19 came from a lab, dismissed it, now believes it is more probable. And several other scientists admit, we're not sure. And yet one said that he has flipped entirely. He believes the lab leak theory is more likely. Well, of course, the attitude from the Chinese is the same as has always been. Not our fault. Not in any way. China's state-run Global Times has out a piece basically saying, you want to talk about we're responsible for something like that? How about you look for the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? They're saying the same thing, remember? And I know many do, that we were going into Iraq because we feared they had weapons of mass destruction. And for many, they were comparing that weapons of mass destruction would be a nuke, some kind of nuclear weapon. We didn't find anything like that. We did find weapons of mass destruction gas. And Iraq had used it against some of their own people. The Hussein had used it against some of his own people. That is a weapon of mass destruction. And I cannot, I don't know how many times I've had to argue this point with some were saying, yeah, but there were no weapons of mass destruction. Gas is a weapon of mass destruction. The COVID is a weapon of mass destruction. And that's the whole point. Were they actually trying to get what they now want to describe in code as gain of function, which means basically what can we do to weaponize this and use it? But the Globe Times in China claimed all we have here is Western intel services using disinformation to whip up their populations into a war fever against China. And of course, they're even suggesting any attacks on any Chinese in the U.S., or anyone of slant eyes, basically, it has to be because the U.S. is provoking it. Now, that story went pretty well and got carried a lot by the mainstream media when Trump was in office. Anything like that, well, they clearly would blame on Trump. Not so fast this time. They don't want to do it because it's Biden. But the bottom line is for the China newspaper that obviously is an arm of the Chinese Communist Party, as is the Wuhan lab, you're not going to get anything truthful out of them. In fact, let me give you an idea of something. Are you aware that there's a large outbreak of folks in China willing to donate their organs? Wow, 100 times more than they saw in 2015. You think they're donating voluntarily? I'll take a look at that in the next segment. But dealing with COVID right now, we have now officially passed 600,000 deaths in this nation. And even CNN and NNN admits daily deaths have decreased in recent months. But, don't ease up because a dangerous coronavirus variant is on the rise. They're talking about the Delta variant. CDC is saying it is a variant of concern. Well, obviously, we need to be concerned, but are they going to use it to educate us? Are they going to use it to protect us? And in fact, some have already said the vaccine should still give you protection against that. But now they're thinking, oh, no, maybe we've got another way to control the people. Put them back in the mask. All these things that have opened up as the economy tries to turn around is now maybe the time to once again lock them up again. Are you aware that I think Oregon and Michigan, they're still saying that come this fall, their students will have to wear a mask in school? We need good information. We need reliable information. And yes, COVID is deadly for some. Nothing more than a little light flu symptom for others. Some have decided they don't want the vaccine. Some are still deciding. Some have already gotten it. I continue to say you do what you think you need to do for your family and yourself. And I do, I've got two daughters and they have children and they're making decisions about what they're going to do about their kids with getting a vaccine now that they're trying to make it all the way down to the age of five. But again, when we look as to how this all started, it is not just a matter of simply saying, you know, well, things happen like this. Things break out and they spread, just like the flu. Not when we know what's been happening inside the Wuhan lab, to the extent we are aware of it. Apparently, we all know they have had various investigations inside that same lab. And so now that we're pushing and having at least some agree that, yeah, it could have been an accident out of the lab. It just did not happen in the wet market. This is beginning to change the narrative. I'm not sure it's going to change the end result of what the control freaks want, and that is lock everybody down some more. Jamie Metzl is a WHO advisory board member. And just today, he was acknowledging coincidences are just too great for the virus to not have originated in the lab.
I think it's most likely a lab incident origin. For me, the coincidences are just too great that this pandemic doesn't start in southern China where they have horseshoe bats, but starts in Wuhan, where they don't have any horseshoe bats in the wild. They have China's only level 4 virology institute with the world's largest collection of bat coronaviruses. As Redfield correctly states, this virus, it just shows up on day one ready to infect humans. And that's very dissimilar from most of the other pathogenic outbreaks in the wild that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, we just haven't seen anything like that in the past. You heard him mention the name Redfield. He said, as Redfield correctly states, it just shows up on day one ready to infect humans. He's talking about Robert Redfield, the former director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. He did an extensive interview with Dr. Mark Siegel, a professor of medicine and also a Fox News contributor. And what Redfield said, and again, as the former director of the Centers for Disease Control, and I'm going to read his quote here. I've got it on tape, but it's kind of a little hard to hear. Couldn't get the cleanest audio, so let me read his statement. I'm reading the transcript word for word. When I said before that I didn't think it was biologically plausible that COVID-19 went from a bat to some unknown animal into man, and now it'd become one of the most infectious viruses, that's not consistent with how other coronaviruses have come into the human species. And it does suggest, I hope you're listening, these are the words of Robert Redfield, former director of the Centers for Disease Control. His statement, it's not consistent with how one of the most infectious viruses had got that we know of from some unknown animal into man, that is not consistent with how other coronaviruses have come into the human species. And it does suggest that there's an alternate hypothesis that it went from a bat virus, got into a lab, where in the lab it was taught, educated, it evolved, so that it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. Now, with that in mind, you again have to ask, was it a leak or did they do something on purpose? Because, again, Redfield says this bat virus in the lab was taught, educated, evolved so it became a virus that could efficiently transmit human to human. So is Joe Biden, our president, going to do anything with China if he really needs, and we all know, and again, as Fred Flight said yesterday, the Center for Security Policy said the whole thing's a farce that they're going to do this. We already know what it is. We know where it came from. They're just spinning their wheels. I would say they're trying to buy time as to what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Let me go back to a clip of that ABC report.
Final note, more than a year ago, top scientists published a letter in the prestigious medical journal Lancet that dismissed the lab leak theory. They called it a conspiracy theory. So ABC News reached out to all 27 scientists who signed that letter. About a dozen responded, several of them telling us they're not so sure this thing came from nature. And one scientist telling us he's flipped entirely and he believes that now the lab leak theory is more likely.
Well, of course, on China's side, again, the Global Times, the propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist, says the U.S. is only talking about a lab leak to distract its own failure to control the pandemic. And at that time, the mass media, now the state-controlled media and leftists, were all part of that. They were part of failure to control the pandemic. So do you think folks in China are just willingly giving up their organs? You got to hear the rest of this story when we continue.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So as we were talking in the first segment about the Wuhan virus coming out of the lab as a leak, which now many scientists, even though they signed a letter saying, no, it didn't happen that way, now they are beginning to suspect, yeah, it did. In fact, some are absolutely flipping. And at the same time, if they're really such a smart scientist, they never even gave a possible percentage of it coming from the lab in that faction. That doesn't tell me much about science other than it's politics. And as I was reporting earlier for you, that ABC report about all these scientists deciding to flip a little bit, there's also a report from ABC saying it has information the State Department showing that the lab worked with China's military and keeping that secret from the world. I'm not surprised, are you, but that the U.S. government was even aware of financial accounts tied to the Chinese military that were funding the Wuhan lab? Do you think the Biden administration is willing to dig into that and willing to expose it? In the meantime, the Chinese Communist Party is celebrating. Oh, they are so happy. The current number of organ donation volunteers. Volunteers in the country is 100 times the amount they had in 2015. The reason 2015 stands out is that was just before China began building concentration camps for ethnic minorities. According to the China Health Commission, more than 1.7 million have been registered as an organ donation volunteer. An increase of 46% compared with the end of 2019, despite the epidemic, and 100 times higher than the beginning of 2015. Is it just coinky-dinky that they are suddenly volunteering with these concentration camps for the ethnic minorities, the Uyghurs among them? There have been decades of allegations from various religious and political minorities in China that political prisoners were killed and then their organs sold to the highest bidder, even outside China. The Global Times claiming that the demand within China for organs is higher than the number of organs available. And that's why so many are volunteering. They want to help their final, their related Chinese counterparts in their own country. But there was evidence that came out just last week at the Uyghur Tribunal, carried out by the International Coalition to End Transplant Abuse in China. They had 20 different refugees who had spent time in these camps, and they said, yes, there was extensive medical testing, some cases to check to see if their organ would be of value. And all of those witnesses, of course, did survive, but they all testified. They testified to seeing Chinese officials impose medical tests on others and then turn around, and many of those, mostly young, just evaporated after the test. They couldn't be found, just gone. There is no doubt China is not only incarcerating anyone they consider a threat to the party and torturing and killing, there's also no doubt, again, you'd have to be one of these foolish scientists who's willing to say, oh, there's no way the virus ever came out of the lab. It had to be from the wet market only, and there's no other thing to look at because that's what China and even the World Health Organization told us for a time. You'd have to be one of those stupid scientists say, oh, I'm sure everybody that has donated or signed up as a volunteer just wanted to help their fellow man. Well, if you've got two kidneys and somebody needs a kidney, and even if you don't know them, maybe you hear about the story and say, let me help them. I can live with one kidney. I'll step up. But I think in China, you're told to step up. And maybe we'll take more than your kidney. Dr. Gerard Lamero returns on our program. First time in months, we have him coming up. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler, Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rodler Pest Solutions immediately. Rodler, family owned and operated for three generations. If you've never used Rodler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rodler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rodler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, Rodler Pest Solutions.
Heat back production, he got water scumbled, he got on no sideboard, he want spinal cracker, he got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay, you can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Longtime listeners of this program have heard my next guest numerous times, and many have been asking, where's he been? What happened to him? We're talking about Gerard Lamero. He is back and, in fact, is now working on a seventh book, his last book out. By the way, continues to get some attention, and rightly so, because it basically was preceding what we've been seeing in front of us all this time, and that is all this push for socialism and Marxism. Dr. Lamero, welcome back on board.
It's great to be with you. We did about 100 shows together in the past, and and I missed being on your show, but I'm back now, and I love doing it.
Well, I know a lot of the folks were wanting to know, did I take you off or block you? Because the last time you were talking, we were in the midst of the presidential election, and in fact, that you were still predicting at that time Trump was going to win by a major margin. We had a couple of interviews after that, and you said, well, obviously I was wrong this time. But
actually, I don't think I was wrong.
Okay.
That's a different story, though.
All right. Well, I'll let you cite that later. I'll give you a moment to do that right now, because first of all, let me go where I was going. You've had some personal issues, and I didn't know how much you want to say on the air along that line, but I just want to clarify the audience. It wasn't that I was keeping you off the air. Go ahead.
No, I am happy to share my experience because it may help others. I was diagnosed with stage 4 renal cell carcinoma, better known as kidney cancer, that had metastasized all over my lungs, and I just was not in a good condition. I was feeling pretty ill from the side effects from the drugs. The cancer itself caused me almost no problems, even though it had metastasized. But the immunotherapy drugs, which were meant to get rid of it, gave me a lot of strange, bizarre side effects, of which I have 7 specialists treating me or have treated me for them. I feel great now. The immunotherapy has largely wiped out all the cancer, and I feel terrific. They've dealt with the side effects very well. The medical community did a great job.
Praise to God for that, because I know you've had a lot of prayers around you.
A lot of prayers, especially from listeners, radio hosts, producers, people all over the country praying for me. I got letters, and I'm so thankful. And you know what? Prayers work, and they work for me.
Well, I appreciate it, and I think you're right. You might have touched on some things that other people are dealing with as well at this point, so I appreciate you sharing it. And there's another piece of news we'll share before we wrap up this program. But let's go back to the time, of course, I said that you did not call the race correctly. And your response is, I'm talking about the presidential race.
My response is, my track record is incredible. One election, I had 49 out of 50 states correct for the presidency. Another election, I had 46 out of 50. In 2016, every state Trump carried, I predicted correctly. And I believe, and I still believe, Donald Trump won this election. I think the states, there was vote tampering, there was vote counting fraud, and I think that the election was taken away from him, and unfortunately the establishment Republican folks did not fight enough for him, because I think I'm a numbers guy. I don't look at just opinions. I look at numbers, and all the statistical tests indicate to me, even now, I looked at them before we got on air, that Donald Trump won those states like Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. No question in my mind.
You mentioned Arizona. You mentioned Arizona. They're wrapping up a recount and re-evaluating many documents. I think we're supposed to get a report maybe later today or by the end of the week out of Arizona. It's not going to change the election at this point. At some point, do you not just say, okay, it's done, let's look ahead to 2022 and 2024?
Absolutely, you do. I mean, but that doesn't mean we don't look at the election laws. I mean, there are things going on. For example, keeping Republican poll watchers and vote counting people from seeing the counting, making them stand so far away that nobody could see what's happening,
right.
That's wrong.
Right.
I mean, there are a whole lot of practices that happen that are wrong. They should have been corrected. There are also states that got involved in violating the Constitution. The Constitution gives the right to pick the presidential electors to the state legislature. They do not let courts interfere with how the votes are counted.
So your thought about the Democrats,
they did, like in Pennsylvania.
And your thought about Democrats pushing forward for a federal election law is simply to control and make sure Republicans, conservatives are never in control again.
Absolutely. I think if H.R. 1 passes, it'll be hard for a Republican to ever win again, and we will become a socialist country, which I think is their desire.
And to that extent, by the way, I've got a piece coming up in the next hour about how some of the Democrats are already openly talking. I mean, they look like vultures circling the Supreme Court. They want Justice Breyer to make a decision and get out before he dies, or before some accident happens and a member of the U.S. Senate dies, and suddenly they don't have control of the Senate.
And that could happen. There are several people that make good parties that are Democrats now but can't take the socialist trends and the socialist movement of the Democratic Party, and they will switch. And I predict now, right now, the early election return predictions for me for 2022 is a House that returns to Republican control, much more conservative and much less establishment Republican control, but more conservative. And the same with the Senate. A few seats will flip. And it's going to be a different world in 2022.
All right. Well, on that point, a former Obama White House official expressing concern, we're talking about Nick Radthod, who's a deputy director of affairs in Barack Obama's administration. He's a Democrat strategist. And he's saying, basically, he has concerns the Democrat Party has yet to make a case as to why its voters should even turn out for the 2022 midterm elections.
And certainly not turn out for them. I mean, look at our economy. The economy affects everybody, you, me, and all your listeners. Right now, our annualized rate of inflation is a minimum of 8%. It could be as high as 12%. And we are looking at prices going through the roof for everyday things, gasoline, food, you name it.
We're
it's going through
it.
And why? Because of the lousy policies that are being implemented by this administration.
And at the same time, you've got Biden giving Putin permission to go ahead and continue an oil line into Germany.
Sure.
And so they are more dependent upon Russia. Where is our stance to stand firm against Russia and China with this administration?
I don't know. I don't know. It makes any sense whatsoever to give Russia the right to do that and to help their economy while hurting ours at the same time makes no sense at all. When Donald Trump left office, we were energy independent. We are no longer energy independent. In addition, many regulations which freed up our economy, created jobs, created prosperity, they've been put aside. They've cut them. You know, they put them back in place. They cut the previous, elimination of them. And instead, they put them back in place to hurt the economy. All we're doing right now is hurting this economy. I am trained as an economist as well as a forecaster. And I know from my economics, this situation is serious, it's bad, and if we don't turn it around, a lot of people are going to be hurting in this country.
And in fact, Yellen herself the other day, the Fed chair said, we've got a little bit of inflation. We might have to kick up the rates. And no surprise, because we got all this COVID money being dumped all over the nation, and yet folks really aren't working to get it. And of course, on top of that, we had businesses shut down, businesses that will never open again. And we need to go back the way we were before COVID, which is, again, part of the whole scenario going into the last election, the perfect storm. Oh, you can go somewhere maybe to pick up groceries or something like that, but you can't go vote. So we're going to do many more absentee ballots mailed in.
Yes, and in many states, you go and buy marijuana at marijuana stores, but you couldn't go to church and pray. Isn't that ironic?
Yes.
But I'll tell you, things are changing. American people are mad. Look around the country. Look at Georgia, that famous neighborhood Buckwald up there, northwest Atlanta area. They refuse to police that area. Crimes are up like 50-60%. Murders are up. You name it. The crimes are doing terrible in that area. They have decided to secede from Atlanta. That's Atlanta's richest area. They're seceding and forming a new city, and they're going to put in their own police force that, believe it or not, enforces the laws. They don't let everybody off the hook. You know, I mean, so many people are injured in violent crimes in Atlanta because the folks were arrested for violent acts and then turn around 24 hours, they're back on the street committing more violence. That's absurd.
All right.
You've got to have the rule of law.
That I do agree with. In the closing minute here, I want to give a chance to talk about a couple things. One,
sure.
You're working on a new book, Real World Freedom. When do you think you're going
right.
to have this one out?
Oh, I think in maybe 3-4 months. Not exactly sure. I just write and say what I need to say and take as long as I need, so it's a good book when it comes out. And it becomes, my goal is every book of mine is a classic, so you can read it a year later, 2 years later. By the way, Real World Socialism, which anticipated this mess and
yes.
puts all these arguments down on paper and shows why socialism fails and why freedom works, that book has sold really well.
And it continues. Real World Socialism, again, written by Dr. Gerard Lamero. And then one other personal note. You've got some exciting news in addition to beating cancer or getting ahead of it at this point?
Yes. Well, all my life I've been looking for the right woman to marry, and the right woman has been looking for me, and we're both single. We never met. Well, we never got together. Yeah. I think we once ran across each other. We decided to get married. We're getting married in August, and we're looking forward to it. She's a wonderful, wonderful person.
I wish you both, you and Terry, the very best. I got your invitation. I won't be able to make it, but at least I want to let everybody know things are going well for you. Again, Dr. Lamero, we'll do it in the future.
That's great.
Thank you. Dr. Gerard Lamero, when we come by, how the Biden administration is playing a shell game on you.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
On average right now, I think so far in the last 120 days, Border Patrol has apprehended people from 60, 70 different countries. Just in the last 120 days. On average, they apprehend people up to, 140, 150 different countries. So it's not just Mexico. It's not just the Northern Triangle. That's another misnomer. And I think that's another misdirection this administration is trying to have people believe. The calling card is out there. It is out there in the entire Western Hemisphere. If you can get to the U.S. borders, come here however you can get here. You make it to our border, you're going to be allowed in. If you're an unaccompanied minor outside Mexico, you're going to be released in. If you're a family member, you're going to be released in. And it doesn't matter whether you have COVID, it doesn't matter whether you have documents, and it doesn't matter that you illegally entered the country, you're going to be let in. That's where we're at right now.
That is exactly where we are right now. Those are the words of Mark Morgan, former Acting Commissioner, Customs and Border Patrol, pointing out that this border is fully open. You'll hear the administration say, no, we have control, and we don't see as many kids down there. Come on down, look at our facility. You won't see anything. You know who hasn't gone down there still? 83 days since she was given the title to basically become the border czar, although that's not what she wants to be called because she doesn't want to go down there. Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris. Still not going down to look at the border. I will assert again, her simply being at the border does not change anything. I will make that clear. But the fact that she's so defiant, this is her duty and her job to oversee this, as she was assigned by Biden. She didn't like it, but she was assigned and said, I willingly take it on. This is just in your face, America. I don't need to go to no stinking border. Everything's okay. I've been there to the border. Remember all those conversations? I've been to the border. Well, one Republican is calling for legislation to bar her from traveling outside the U.S. on any taxpayer funds until she first visits the border. Good. In the meantime, the administration continues to play a shell game. We talked about this previously. And, of course, she can go down there right now, and they're not going to see the mass groups of kids inside these clusters, inside plastic sheets dropped all around them as if that would stop the spread of COVID because they're not bothered to check the kids anyway. And then they're releasing them unchecked, as you just heard from Mark Morgan, former acting commissioner of Border Patrol. And the fact that we're getting them from all over the country, all over the world, I should say, not just Mexico, not the Northern Triangle. They continue playing a shell game with you.
The lie that they're giving the American people, and the mainstream media is perpetuating it. All they have done is they took the unaccompanied minors from a Border Patrol facility. In fact, in Donna, Texas, there's a temporary facility that Border Patrol runs. They simply took the unaccompanied minors from the Border Patrol facility, not making this up, walked them across the street to a temporary HHS facility in Donna, and put them in HHS. And then they go back to the Border Patrol facility that they just emptied out and said, see, look, nothing to see here. It's all under control. It's absolutely a shell game.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess she's waiting. I guess Harris is waiting for all of them to be emptied out. I mean, or she doesn't want to go down if there's a chance that any kids might be there. The Donna facility he's talking about, we discussed that numerous times. Senator Cruz and others had been down there previously. I'm talking about several months ago now, and saying that this is out of control. These These kids are right on top of each other. And now, of course, we're saying we want to vaccinate all kids, but it's not illegals coming in. They want to vaccinate American children, and they're letting illegals, kid or adult, in without really being checked for COVID anyway. If it resurfaces, I don't know how you'll be able to trace it back to patient one illegal that came in and got it started, but I told you previously, the Democrats were secretly hoping that because Governor Abbott opened up his state so quickly that he allowed everyone to start dropping their mask if they didn't want it, leave it to the local businesses and so forth, that the Democrats said you're going to have deaths everywhere. You're going to have people dying everywhere. Hasn't happened. Yet where they have had the tightest restrictions, such as California, which is suddenly released as of today, as a matter of fact, and Michigan, they have had deaths, numerous deaths. But this idea, you heard that Morgan speak, and again, we're talking about the former acting commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, what they're doing even as we speak right now with kids. Listen to this.
Every single day, they're getting more efficient and more effective at facilitating and releasing individuals. They're actually sending families and minors, and also at the dead of night, into cities and towns throughout this entire country. Because, look, they don't want it to be look like a crisis on the border, overcrowded facilities. They're not trying to stop it. They're not trying to prevent it. They're just getting better at making sure that the facilities aren't overcrowded and they're releasing people.
So they're shipping the kids anywhere and everywhere. He also points out, we're going to see more dead bodies. The summer temperatures beginning to accelerate. Most of the nation under a big heat wave now. You imagine how much worse it would be along the southern border. He said, we're going to see more kids dead, either left behind by the cartels or they couldn't keep up, so they abandoned them. All because the Biden administration won't say the border is shut down and make no mistake about it. But they won't be that definitive because they might get votes, you know. They are circling the Supreme Court like vultures. I'll explain next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.